U.S. travel ban will not hinder Los Angeles Olympics, LA28 CEO says. Los Angeles, President Donald Trump's directive banning citizens from 12 countries from entering the United States exempts athletes, and LA28 officials said on Thursday they were confident the games have the full backing of the administration. Trump signed the proclamation on Wednesday as part of an illegal immigration crackdown he said was needed to protect against foreign terrorists and other security threats. The important thing for us is that the federal government and this administration recognize the importance of the Olympics and the Games, LA28 CEO Renald Hoover told Reuters on Thursday. There is a carve-out in the order in the travel ban that allows for and assures that there will be access to the Games for the athletes and their families and officials. We will be able to have a wide-open Games. The countries affected by the latest travel ban are Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, Congo Republic, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The entry of people from seven other countries, Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela, will be partially restricted. Casey Wasserman, the chairman of LA28, the private, non-profit company organizing the Games, said he had great confidence that the positive working relationship with the administration would continue. It was very clear in the directive that the Olympics require special consideration, and I want to thank the federal government for recognizing that, he told a press conference after hosting International Olympic Committee officials in Los Angeles. Wasserman added that he did not anticipate the travel ban to have any impact on ticket sales, which will begin next year. The United States, along with Canada and Mexico, will host the FIFA World Cup in 2026, and Trump said during a task force meeting last month that he wanted people traveling to the United States to watch that competition to have a seamless experience during their visit. At the White House task force, the president, the vice president, all of the administration officials said, "We welcome the world to come to FIFA," Hoover said. "I think the administration is welcoming the world to come to LA." Hoover said LA28 continues to forge ties with the administration ahead of the mega sporting event, now just over 3 years away. "We have direct communication with the White House through the Chief of Staff, we have direct communication with the Department of State, and we are working with the State Department to have embedded teams to coordinate visa access," he said. By Rory Carroll.